You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, time for a trending report. Hey, we're going back to the moon.
I saw that. Isn't that great?
I'm very excited. I mean, I've been waiting since I was a kid for us to get back to the moon.
Yeah.
NASA yesterday announced the astronauts who will take us back to the moon in November of next year. So we got about 18 months or so. It'll be the first mission with a crew to go to the moon, well, in 50 years, which is, I'm sorry, I'll say it. I know there are a lot of people who disagree. We can just disagree. It's criminal that we have not gone back to the moon. Anyway, the astronauts are NASA's Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, and, oh, and by the way, includes Christina Koch, who will be the first woman to travel to the moon. Way to go, Christina. And then there's a dude from the Canadian Space Agency, Jeremy Hansen. He's going to go as well. So those four astronauts will be heading to the moon.
What are they going
to
do when they get up there?
2024. Well, hopefully we'll start laying the basis for a moon base up there and start some mining activities.
Awesome. So, moon base.
Moon base, dude. Moon base. University of Connecticut won the men's NCAA basketball tournament last night. That's UConn's fifth championship in the last 24 years. They are 5-0 in championship games, and they've won each of those by double digits. That's pretty good. The only other sports news I'll throw in today is that the Rockies got some good news. CJ Krohn was named the National League Player of the Week.
Well, good job, CJ.
A Rockies player.
Well done.
The first Rocky to get that honor in almost a year, and then the Rockies went out and celebrated by getting blasted by the Dodgers 13-4. Here's an interesting question for you. How long does it take to make a first impression?
Well, you know, Jeremy, they say you never get a second chance.
You sure don't.
To make a
first impression. Make it a good one.
So when people meet you, Jeremy Flippin' Paget from Mix 100, how long do you think they're sizing you up before they have set in stone?
It's probably within 60 seconds. You get a good minute's worth of making a good impression.
Well, the average is 27 seconds.
That is way too quick.
But wait, one-third of people do it even faster than that. A third of people will solidify their impression of you in under 10 seconds.
So that's just a looks thing. They'll just look you up. There's nothing has to do with what you say or anything. That's going to be all looks. Got a rock and roll t-shirt on. This guy's trouble, you know. It's
they
too
work
quick.
Out things like what your smile is like, whether you have manners, whether you're making eye contact, whether you're punctual, if you're being conversational, if you're dressing well.
But boy, 10 seconds is awfully quick. Let me tell you about a first impression some people got of me yesterday. I recently got a new gym membership. I'm working out at the rec center, which is dreamy. Mm-hmm. And I was on the elliptical in the middle row of ellipticals of three rows. And I had my iPad going and I was watching that show that I'm raving about. It's called Shrinking. I can't say enough good things about it. But
Harrison Ford, right?
Yes, it's so good, you guys. Anyway, the iPad's front and center on. Brightness is all the way up, and there's about four ladies behind me on the other ellipticals, and the episode I kicked on, like, the first scene, butts and boobs, major sex scene, and I know everybody behind me saw what I was watching, and for the rest of the time there, they were kind of giving me these one, you know, out of the corner of their eye when they were got done on behind me, you know, and they're working out, and they just kept looking at me like, what's this creeper watching at the
gym? I'm surprised they didn't break out in applause.
I think so. It was like everything I could do to like kind of cover the screen. I was like, oh my God.
Well, you know, the idea at a gym is to get your heart rate up. So.
It got mine going. It was like, oh my God. I was trying to like turn it off and slapped it onto the ground.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Well, the average first impression, though, 27 seconds.
All right.
For those of you who are going in for a job interview anytime soon, know that that's basically what you've got to set up that first
impression.
You're
screwed if you have a crappy smile, it sounds like.
Yeah. And then the other big question of the day, is pizza an Italian food or an American food? Hmm. Apparently, the Italian government made a formal request with the United Nations last month to get Italian cuisine what they call World Heritage status. Well, apparently then some history professor is calling their request a bunch of BS because he's saying things like pizza really are not an Italian food. It's an American food. Like Italians, he said, had something similar. But it was once the Italians came to America and started tweaking their recipes that we got the pizza we know and love today.
Oh, okay.
Like, for instance, he says pizza never really came to America with tomato sauce. He goes, that happened in New York, not in Naples.
Damn.
And it's the reason it became so popular, so that America deserves most of the credit for
Hells
pizza
yeah.
and not
Hells
Italy.
Hells yeah.
It's just so stupid. I can't believe I reported on it. What else is trending?
I enjoyed every second of it. Easter is trending this morning, this Sunday, right? Yeah, that's right. Story here saying the average American is expected to spend about $192 for Easter this year. Overall, it is quite the moneymaker. $2.4 billion spent here in America for the Day of the Bunny. Most common expenses.
I think you got the decimal point wrong.
What's that?
I think it's 24 billion.
Oh, what did I say? Did I say 2.4?
Yeah, it's 24.
Yeah, you're right. 24 billion. My
Imagine
God, that's
that.
A lot, huh? I gotta take a sip of my tea. Most common expenses: candy, gifts, food, clothing, flowers, yada 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 yada. On the heels of that, I do want to give you this story because peeps are so popular this time of year. I just noticed Dr. Pepper peeps at Walmart the other day.
What?
I know. I had to fight the urge to pick those up.
I love Dr. Pepper, but I'm not a peeps fan.
I'm not either, but I would try that. Last year I tried the hot tamales one, and those were pretty good. But here's the big deal. Consumer Reports is reminding parents that peeps contain a known carcinogen. Of course they do. Good old artificial coloring, red dye number 3. Although that is still in thousands of food products, it is allowed by the FDA. It is banned from use in lipsticks and other cosmetics, but apparently we can eat it still. I guess moderation. I don't know. Yellow number 5 is the one that we've got to worry about, right, Dom?
I worry about Mambo number 5.
No, yellow number 5 is the one that shrinks your pee-pee ding-ding. Look it up. I'm serious. It'll shrink your twig and berries.
I don't need any help with that.
No, you don't. So stay away from the yellow number 5, fellas. Amazon is trending this morning. They're putting a new warning, a little badge, on some of the listings on their website. And it's a warning for consumers about frequently returned items sold on the platform. It's a little badge. It urges shoppers to check the product details and customer reviews because some of these things on there have significantly higher return rates. And so now they're just warning people that if you get this product, you might not be happy with it. Anything you want to say about that?
There is. There's a lot I want to say about this.
Do you have that badge on any of your books?
No, I don't actually. But here's what I want to say about this.
Okay.
I think this is a good thing. Because there's a lot of crap sold on the internet.
Sure is.
And so it's
on
good.
Amazon.
We should recognize crap sold on the internet.
Yeah.
However, I only think it's fair that Amazon also flag the people who are serial, and I don't mean serial as in the cereal.
They're chronic returners, yeah.
They're serial returners.
Sure.
Where they return probably more than half the stuff that they buy. Like, I have a suspicion your mom might be a serial returner, but I don't know for sure.
I feel like that personally at times, that I'll get things and it's just not up to par, and I'm like, I'm returning this, and I feel bad doing it.
Are you a serial returner?
I'm not a serial returner,
like,
but
how often a month do you return stuff?
Probably twice a month.
Oh my God. See, I don't think I've returned anything in the last 4 years.
Oh, really?
And that amount of time, you have done 100 returns.
A couple times a month. If I get a shirt or something that doesn't fit right, it's going back. Some home decor stuff we've sent back.
Well, I just feel bad for small businesses that have serial returners that are constant, because that's just an expense for the small company.
Yeah,
so I think they're just as bad as the companies that are selling garbage.
Sure, yeah, this is going to definitely go both ways.
I told you I had a lot to say about this.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's good.
I'm now finished.
Speaking of people wanting their money back and wanting things returned, Tay-Tay's in the news because her website has now issued care instructions for some of her concert merchandise.
What?
After several Swifties took to social media and Reddit to complain about the t-shirts that they had purchased, they were all fading severely after being washed. And I guess they're blaming it on the print company. They said the particular ink is kind of washing off. They say, although they are couching it as it's supposed to make the t-shirt have a distressed and vintage look. But I saw a few side-by-sides, and it's essentially just it's all getting washed off.
The interesting thing about this is that I wondered how many years it was going to take for the Swifties to start turning on their master.
Oh, is this the beginning?
This sounds like it, doesn't it?
You can't even see her on my t-shirt anymore.
It's anyway. The first crack in the foundation that the Swifties are not completely happy with their goddess.
I love that they're having to issue care instructions for shirts, though, on Tay-Tay's website. It's like, come on. Anything else? Nah, I got a couple good clickbaits. Let's jump to that.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook. Please get on there and follow us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two things you can click on today. I've got a story with firefighters and kittens. Some firefighters saved a tiny kitten that crawled up into the engine compartment of somebody's car. And the photos are pretty cute, you guys. It's a bunch of firefighters saving a little kitten. You got to click on that. And then a proposal video from 2021 that's gone viral again. It's this guy that took his girlfriend to a bird show at the zoo, and he coordinated with them to have a cockatoo land on her arm, give her a note. She opened it up, and it said, "Will you marry me?" Turned around, and there he was proposing. Thanks to
and
a
the
goofy
crowd
bird.
Went crazy.
Oh, and the bird pooped on her arm.
I actually watched that video, Jeremy, and even I was moved.
You're like, "Aw." So anyway, it's kind of cute, I guess. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.